thought behind it is, lay suddenly your hand. Their quickness, the rushness into something. There is a principle in the Word of God, he that believeth does not haste. And I think this is something that should be applied to so many things. Here it is in relationship to no man, I don't care who's that man. You don't quickly accept or go along with everything this man stands for. Because as far as God, what I want to talk a little bit is about, first, there is something in the Scripture that teaches us to prove things. That's why he that believeth does not haste. And that principle of hasting, I want you to apply it in every single circumstance of life that you go through. A relationship, don't haste. Different things that you are going through school, don't be quickly. Don't be hasty. Because sometimes being hasty will cause you to do the wrong decision. So first principle is really that let's not be hasty toward things. Let's not be hasty with our mouth. Let's be slow to speak, slow to anger, okay? So that's the first principle. The second thing that we need to understand as far as God is concerned, that you know what? Associations is a very important principle in the sight of God. That whatever I associate myself with, whoever is that person, God looks at me as if I'm partakers of their being. We talked before that about giving to wine and all these things, but just think of that for a moment. That if I was willing to compromise and go the extra mile and associate myself with a company that are willing to do these things, that are willing to go to bars, that are willing to go places that they are not for the Christian to be at, and I would say within myself that, you know what? But I don't stand for it. I'm not going to get drunk. You can say whatever you want to say. But as far as God is concerned, there's this principle from the existence of Adam even to the death of Christ, that there is association with people. That God sees me connected with Adam when Adam sinned in the garden. This is why you and I are born sinners. Not because we were in the garden. Not because I took from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But because Adam did. And because I'm associated with Adam, God looks at me as one that is guilty. And it's the same thing with Christ. Christ paid for my sins. And because I'm associated with Christ, God looks at me as one that belongs to Him. And apply this to your activities. Apply this to the persons you like to hang around. If that person is not walking and living according to the Word of God, and especially if that person is unbeliever, as far as God is concerned, associating yourself with that thing or with that person, it is the same thing as if yourself doing it as far as God is concerned. That will give us a warning, dear young ones, of who do I hang around with. That gives me a warning of the things that I'm willing to be and the places that I'm willing to be at. Who is your company? Who you're hanging around in school? At work, who are your best friends? Or in your life, who are your best friends? Are they believers or are they unbelievers? Are they those that are honoring God or are they those that are worldly? Listen, you build your own relationship with these people, you are associated with their deeds.
With the association, it's really a matter of are we unequally yoked with unbelievers and at school, and if even at work, you have to associate, you have to deal with them and you have to work with them. But are you associated with them? Are you doing the things that they're doing? Because association with evil will defile you. And you have to be careful. You're going to have to interact with them, but you can't be interacting with them, and you can't be have such a relationship with them that they're going to drag you down. Because even with friendships, you can say, oh, I can bring him up. You can't. They're just going to drag you down.
Now, a lot of these things I think seem very strict, and someone looking from the outside looking in would say, well, that, what do you mean? You can't be associated with people. You can't be friends with people. You can't deal with people. You can't do what you want. Well, primarily because my first association, my primary association is with Christ. My first relationship is with Christ, is with God. His is the name that I bear first. I'm a Christian. That's not my religion. That's my life. I'm a Christian in work and in deed. And that has to come first. And so when I bring something into my life, if I bring someone into my life that can tarnish the name of Christ, then I'm in trouble. And I think that's when we start to get into chapter 6, verse 1. Why do I do well at work? Why do I behave myself at work? Why do I behave myself at school? Because I carry the name of Christ. And that is key. That is primary to my life. And because if I'm doing something that's dishonoring to Christ, it's not hurting me only. It's hurting my testimony. It's hurting the chance that someone looking at me could become saved. And that has to be in everything I do. Work is important. It's good for a man to work. But my primary responsibility through this scene, through this pathway here, is to lead others to the Lord. And I can't let anything affect that. I can't let a friendship affect that. I can't let a relationship affect that. The name of Christ has to be first in my life.